So I was sitting this afternoon thinking about what to say, and a few thoughts around, say, a popular theme in spiritual circles like doing and being. You know, you hear things like just be or be here now. And sometimes the way the spiritual process is presented now, it sounds quite different from the way it was presented in the scriptures. Yeah. So I thought it's interesting and confusing. So of course, any religious teaching is always in a context. Yeah. It happens in a society, in a culture. And I don't know what what India was like 2,500 years ago. But I did spend 7 years in Thailand, which I imagine is closer to, at least the countryside, you know, the poor part of Thailand, northeast, where I was. I think it's a lot closer to India 2,500 years ago than Switzerland or Sweden or England today. And yeah, what can I say about that? I noticed that the quality of being, at least there then, I think it's changed since I was there too. It seemed to be much easier for people to just be, yeah? Like Thai monks didn't seem to have a problem with just hanging around, you know. They're just happy to just hang around. Yeah. Their sense of self-worth didn't seem so conditioned by what they could do. You know, of course, yes, young men, they do things, compete, happens there too. But they didn't seem this almost compulsive need to do that I experience in this culture, in the present, didn't seem to be there. Who knows, you know, it may have something to do with the outlook we're brought up with. Once the Thai king was interviewed by BBC, and the BBC journalist talked about original sin, and the Thai king had some idea of that because he's been to the West. And when the journalist asked him how Thai culture or Buddhism sees that, he said, well, we see it differently. We believe in original purity, which of course is a much more sympathetic way of looking at human beings. Yeah. And I get the feeling that much of our doing in contemporary society, I wouldn't even say Western, but say materialistic society, is like a compensation. I feel a lack, you know. My life is not all right yet. I'm not all right yet. So I have to do so that I'll be all right. I'll feel all right. And then we have the whole historical face of industrialization, you know. I mean, of course, they didn't have an industrialized society in India 2,500 years ago. But one of the things that seemed to happen with industrialization is the kind of machine thinking, yeah? Human beings became more part of a machinery, you know. You do your little bit, and when you're too old or get sick, somebody else can slot in there and do exactly the same thing. We become replaceable, yeah? And also we become objects in a bigger process. And what we as subjects, you know, more like as a subject, I have a lot of experiences that became devalued in industrialization because our, say, value was more as an object contributing to a production process of some kind, yeah? And if I look at